Some people come weeks on using people use names.
So it's common, but I used to work with a Yoruba chairman in the multinational.
Yeah.
And there was this director who was speaking to him one day. And he couldn't tell him, he couldn't refer to him as you. He couldn't say to him, to you, he was referring to him in third person. Let me explain. Okay, so let's say, chairman, sir, you are the one who gave the instruction on Kotobe. He
said, whoa.
So he would talk to him and say, chairman, sir, it is the chairman that gave the instruction. They were so fearful of the man. Ah, may God rest their souls. Some of them are gone now. They couldn't even refer to him as you. I mean, so
yeah.
For me, you know, a young cat then, I was about 32, 33. Some people felt that this guy is going to come. But boy, gosh,
but you know that Yorubas, with due respect to Yorubas, their respects can be very, I don't know how to, I don't want to be insulting.
A lot of it is out of hypocrisy. Some of this respect also goes with the twitching of the nose.
I think that people respect, yes, in Yoruba language in their head, and then when they're speaking, reluctant to change.
But
to
that
switch.
Would usually happen if they want to get something from the other. You know, Yoruba men are smart. Look at what the Obas did to President Jonathan.
Yeah.
They prayed for him with walking stick instead of Irukeri.
And
I'm pure Yoruba, left, right, and center. I don't know.
Guys, you're welcome to the show. Let's begin.
The best description for Yoruba is Gbabi Magbabe.
What does that mean?
If a Yoruba man is going right, he'll trafficate left.
or they say things from both sides of their mouth.
From both, yes, that's what I'm saying. We're not saying the same thing. Gbabi Magbabe. I remember in the 60s, you know, they served them food somewhere and they wanted to get these Yoruba people to go to Akintola's party. So when they ate all the amala and the meat and left the bone, they cleaned the horse and they said, awo. Awo, it's too early in the morning, Sheriff. Let's go. Let's go, awo.
Let's get started. You can watch us live on Facebook. You can also watch us on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can be part of the online community. Let's start with The Punch. And you can find similar stories in The Daily Trust as well. The Punch has a story on page 2. Tribunal, Tinubu, Atiku, Obi's legal battle commences.
Yes. So we are finally getting to what I consider the last lap in the elections, and that is the tribunals. Why it's taking so long from when the results have been announced for the tribunals to start today, I honestly don't know. But that's for the likes of Rebus or Shoma to tell us at the appropriate time. Anyway, it took off yesterday. And addressing the petitioners, the chief register of the Court of Appeal said that we are determined to look at the matter dispassionately. We must take them by their words and give justice to whoever deserves justice. He said they will consider the substance of each case over technicalities. Each case over technicalities, so that whoever lives here will be satisfied that justice has been done. He also warned the parties against unnecessary applications that could delay the proceedings. They always do that. Part of what I suspect that the APC lawyers, one of the things they'll be doing is buying time, trying to stretch it as long as possible to allow the other gentleman have a firm grip on I'm uncomfortable. Not because I don't think that justice will be done. I don't know. That's in the hands of God. But because I think that the whole process has been what I will call at the very least untidy, Sheriff. It's untidy. I wish we had a system where all these cases would be dispensed with before we now go to swearing in. What if it turns out that Tinubu loses the case? So we'll be swearing in two presidents. It's untidy with all the parade and everything. It's just untidy. I don't think any sensible society would have adopted such a thing. I don't know why we did. We must have fallen for a boogie somewhere along the line. It's not tidy. It's just not tidy. If we are going to give 6 months, let's give 6 months to have it. Do you understand what I'm saying? To get the case cleared. You're not even known as president-elect until after the case has been cleared. Then within a month, you'll be sworn in. But that's where we are today. And okay, if you want to read the details, they're in all the papers. I don't want to waste your time by reading the news about what happened. Other papers, the same issue. Let's see how they reported it. The Daily Trust says that tribunal to lawyers, parties, we must consider Nigeria's peace. That is very, as soon as I saw it,
yes,
it caught
yes.
my attention. The tribunal to lawyers, parties, we must consider Nigeria's peace, which means, this is my own interpretation, which means that you will most likely, according to them, be getting a decision that will endanger peace, not necessarily technicalities. Look at it this way. A man goes into an election, he wins 65% of the votes, and then somebody comes and says, oh, no, he has only stances. He doesn't have a first degree. Let's say, just hypothetically, we are saying. Then on the technicality, you knock him out. No. So maybe we should brace ourselves up. It is possible that they'll be telling you, yes, these are technicalities, but it's
not sufficient.
Not sufficient enough. That you, yes, you have won, you made the point, but not sufficient enough. So the here articles petition today, Obi's tomorrow, AA's case dismissed, Lalong showed up, and it was bad from representing Tinubu, who are here. I got some story somewhere yesterday that he's going off another 1 week. Yes, okay. I hope that has nothing to do with just in case he's dragged to come and give evidence. Do you understand? It's part of the tactics. Make yourself. But we shall see how that goes. So you want to know the justices?
Yeah, I can see. Yeah.
Justices is Justice Bello, Justice Ugo, Justice Bolaji Yusuf. She is a female. She's a woman. Justice Ada and Justice Samani. Let me quickly read their profiles very quickly. Samani was appointed a judge in 64. He was appointed a justice of the appeal court in 2010. He got his degree from the Nigerian Law School in 83 and was appointed a high court judge in Bauchi State in 98. Justice Ada is 66. He's from the Asaba division of the court. He's from Kogi. Kogi is where Dino is. He was appointed as a judge of the Federal High Court in 98. And he was promoted to the Justice of Appeal. Justice Bolaji Yusuf, the only female justice in the tribunal, was born in 1959. She's from Oyo State, where she started her education at Oyo Grammar School, went to Bremen Asikuma School in Ghana. Then she went to OAU, Great Ife, for those who want to be hailed as such. Okay, Justice Ugo, Justice Bolo Koromo Moses Ugo, is from Bayelsa. Okay, he was born in 65. And then they have a history of the schools he attended. He got a degree in law from the University of Calabar. Okay, Calabar, where he studied law from 85 to 89. Justice Bello, Justice Mohammed Abba Bello, is 62. He's from Kano State, and he presided over the National State Governorship Election Tribunal in 2019. Okay, and so that's what it is. Those are the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 justices on whom Nigeria's fate lies. So that's what you have there.
I have a message here from Tola on Facebook who says nobody can really speculate in which direction this will go. The reason I'm taking this message is because I get a lot of people who seem to think that there's only one way the judgment should go.
Nope. What I've been told and what I've been instructed to say by my lawyer friends, Queen Jimmy, listen and know this very well. And that includes Dave Ross. I remember him telling me that cases are not determined on the pages of newspaper. Okay? That court cases are determined based on what is in front of the judge. Meaning that if you bring out a gun on Etimiyang and you shoot somebody whilst the justice is taking his early morning stroll, if the case gets back to him, the prosecution of the case gets back to him, he's not going to be saying in court that I saw what you did, I saw that happened. Very unlikely. It's going to be based on... That's why it's difficult. That is one. Two, I believe that justice is also dispensed, minus all other considerations, on the judge's interpretation of the law. And every law has different interpretations. Look at the one of whether he needs to have 25% also in Abuja.
In FCT, yeah.
In FCT. To be honest with you, I just thought that, because usually when you talk about Nigeria's 36 states, somebody always says we had 36 states and Abuja. Mm. So technically, I'd always thought we had 37 states, really. But some other people believe that, you must have, like Igini. I saw Igini. Igini believes that Abuja is a set question, you know, like in exams, they say you must answer this one, that you must have. So there are various interpretations, and guess what? Guess what, Sherry? Any one of them could be right. Any one of them could be wrong. It is subject to interpretation. And that's what lawyers, you know, that's the door that is open for them to do all kinds of things to make sure that their case gets through. Interpreting the law. Yes. So I can't say this is the way it's going to go. I know that the judges will be under pressure because all eyes are on them. I know that the judges will also know that people have their perception of the judiciary. That's the difficult part of the job, where everybody believes that, judge, you know, that perception is very strong. Very, very strong. So a judge that is weak, for example, might pander to that. It might be difficult for him to do the doable. He might say, let me just be very careful. And there are some veiled threats also that are flying around. The judge, when you say things that the judges will know that they are watching you, what does that mean? How does the judge interpret that? So we hope that these judges are very bold people, and that justice will be done.
Talking about the judges, before we leave this matter, Uche, the same Uche, says, yet again, none of the judges Uncle Jimmy just read out is from the Southeast. Uche is watching on YouTube, and he's brought in ethnicity into this.
Yes, and I don't blame him. You know why? I don't blame him. That is why we need to be careful. I would have thought that since one of the major petitioners is from the East, there would have been an effort made. We can't run away from the country we're living in or how our minds are wired. And I'm glad that Uche brought that out. Okay? Because there's a Yoruba woman there. Tinubu is a Yoruba man. There's a Yoruba woman there. Is there no judge from the East in the court of
appeal? In the appeal court, yeah.
In the appeal court. These are the little nuances that should have been taken care of. And I hope it can be rectified. If not, it sends a very bad signal. Here we go again. You can't run away. Look, it's good for us to say, everything should be done on merit. One man's merit is another man's demerit. So to take care of all interest, as to put it in a better word, it should have been done. I hope it can be corrected. I hope it can be corrected. It's a pity. Because whether you like it or not, people from that side of world, and he spotted it.
Someone said there's no Yoruba woman among them.
There's a Yoruba woman.
Peter on YouTube said there's no Yoruba.
No, Justice Bolaji Yusuf is from Oyo State. Let me now tell you, she was born in 59. She started her education even at Oronyo Grammar School before proceeding to Ghana. And then when came back again to Ife. She's Yoruba. She's definitely Yoruba.
So, Peter, I hope you got that now. It's clear,
she's
okay?
Yoruba. She's Yoruba.
All right.
Hey, but it's funny, though. Sorry, yeah. I cut you short there.
No problem.
Because here you have Justice Samani is from
I saw on Simon's, I think it's Simon Samani, the lead judge.
Yes, he doesn't say where he's from here.
Okay.
He doesn't say where he's from here. Ada is from Kogi. Bolaji Yusuf is from Oyo. Ugo is from Bayelsa. And Bill is from the North. How come you don't have somebody from the Southeast? It's a valid point in my own thinking.
Okay. All right.
It's a strong, valid point.
Okay. Let's go take this story on page 15 of the Punch newspaper. If you're listening, you can watch us live on Facebook. You can also watch us on YouTube as well. I would like to get your thoughts in on the stories this morning. FG plans rescue of Nigerian domestic workers in Iraq.
There you go again. You have our ladies spread all over town. There's somebody that I know that I advised many, many months ago, lives in the estate where I was as a domestic servant. At that time, came and said, came for me to be part of her joy. She's disappeared now. Only God knows where she is. There are so many of them, and I didn't know now they go as far as Iraq. Okay? So now we have another problem now. We have to go rescue all our young women who are, of course, they'll be badly treated in Iraq. What don't they do? They get them involved in sex exploits, sleeping with animals, with dogs, with this and that, all kinds of things. They really, really do suffer. And it's a big business. And I'm surprised that the government cannot bust this racket. That is the part that bothers me. We can't bust this racket. We don't have the means of bust because it's some big guys that are behind this. It's big business. Big business trafficking our ladies across the border. Well, maybe the government should sound a warning at some point to say that, look, if you go of your own free will to these countries and you get stuck, you'll be bound to the Philistines there on your own. Because you can't keep spending money on this, what I would call things that could jolly well have been avoided. You keep telling these people day in, day out. Nigerians are the most thick-headed people when it comes to things like this. As we are speaking, some are getting ready to
go. Oh, yes.
And then this thing about...
Oh, yes.
Always, there's a new phenomenon. It's not new. It's quite getting old. Where people... The lure of travel is what it is. You forget what is going to happen. People have gone to universities in the most... just so that they don't... Just so that they say that I went to a foreign university. They've gone to some in the most... there are some universities that are a block of six flats. Even in the UK, some polytechnics, even in the UK, some are just like a flat or whatever it is. We need to be careful. We keep telling our people. But a point, I think the discipline part of it would be when the governor now begins to make it clear that if you go and get stuck, you're on your own. Because we've just about had enough of evacuation. I am sure some are with the knowledge that if I run into a problem, they go. When we keep telling you, don't do the... It's like when you tell people, don't take drugs in the Far East. Don't even take drugs. Don't get involved in drug trafficking at all. That's going to be difficult to say in future, but let's leave that. But don't get the drug. Yet you still find Nigerians being caught in Indonesia, in places where they will be beheaded, and so on and so forth. Nigeria needs a firm hand in some of these things. That would be said. When this same Buhari was a general in the army, do you know that out of frustration then, Buhari passed a decree that said that if you went to another country and you were jailed and so on and so forth, when you come back, you face trial for bringing your country to disgrace and face another punishment. And don't know whatever happened to that decree. So if I go to the UK now and I end up in prison, God forbid, and I shouldn't use myself as an example, who can I use?
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
I was doing a number so much. You know, because they said from the mouth comes the whatever. I don't want to use myself if I go to prison. And I think the point has been made. Let's move on to the next one. Let's do this.
Okay. let's take I was thinking that I have one PTO somewhere there. Let's take this one then. Page 19 of the Punch newspaper. Yes. It reads, obese visit not about reconciliation, Soyinka.
Baba should leave this issue now. He should let it be. What don't you think that?
I don't think that there's any need for...
Yes, he should let it be. Okay, so what happened? Obi visited him. That's a political move, whether you like it or not. Obi visited him. So that's what it is. And of course, there was a release. Obi released, he said he had visited him. And somebody now, part of people's reaction was like, oh, there was reconciliation. Okay, so Professor Soyinka now says that there was no reconciliation as such, that it didn't even, that that's not the issue. And the issue is a statement. This is Professor Soyinka's statement. Let me read it. Hold yourself. It says, the Nobel laureate said, before he gains traction and embarks on a life of his own, I wish to say clearly that the word reconciliation inserted in some reports of Obi's visit to me is most inappropriate and diversionary invocation. Let me clarify. I know the entity known as Peter Obi, presidential candidate of the Labour Party. I can relate to him. I know I can relate to the Labour Party on whose platforms he contested elections. There are simply no issues to reconcile between those two entities and myself. However, I do not know how I'm unable to relate to something known as obedient. Professor, I've told you this. If you don't know now, the obedient movement is something floating in the air. There are no known members. There are no registered members. There are no president. There's nobody. It's not a society. It's an idea. So many of your friends are obedient. People in your age group, sir. We saw them at NSAS. They came. There was a 92-year-old professor who came. Professor Duncan, 92. Yes, he was at NSAS. The late Pardusi, very senior lawyer, he said, he told me himself personally, how can I get him down there? So, sir, this to labels, you know, to have in your idea that in your mind that there are some people who are obedient is a phenomenon. And I thought somebody would have explained that to Professor Soyinka, and he should leave the matter alone. Okay, you just leave it alone. And because the truth is, his own loyalty to his friend has been tested. We all face that. Okay? He didn't handle it too well, in my view. He didn't handle it too well because he had already put himself forward as always speaking for the people. That's what the issue is. And to now start splitting hairs on, yes, I'm okay with Obi, but I know the obedient family. There are so many people that are obedient, sir, in their thinking and their disposition. So there's no, it's not like a club, it's not the Pirates Confraternity. It's an idea. If we examine somebody who is sharing in this room with me, and if you examine him very well, he could jolly well be an obedient. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible.
Well, so someone said that. Why?
It's possible.
Yes, it is possible.
It's possible.
So someone was saying that, you know, why was there a release on the visit in the first place? Why did we?
I think that Obi overdid this one, really and truly. He overdid it. He could have gone and at the very least gotten it reported rather than issue a release. I think Obi got it wrong there. He got that wrong.
That was Bachi.
Yes.
West Spring, who said that.
Yes, I agree with him. Obi should have gone to visit. He can go visit. At the end of the day, he has only one vote. I mean, and the election is over, you know. Obi should concentrate on this court case, you know, and not divert people's minds to other things. I think that, you know, the position of Professor Wole Soyinka itself has been overplayed. People have this sentiment about his own friend. Okay, and they believe that that he didn't stand for the people. That's their belief. That he didn't stand. For me, I don't care who stands with what. I know where I stand. I don't believe in other people. I don't follow anybody. Professor Soyinka is and will always be my hero. He will always be my leader. But I don't need to follow him everywhere. You know, you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because
yes.
Guess what? That is the way he trained us. Yes. He trained us to have a free mind. That's why when the Pirates Confraternity, when they were singing Emilokan and he wasn't happy with it, I guess some who are close to him would have told him, Akapon, you taught us these things. Yes, because it now affects your friend. It can't be any different. That's why in the Pirates Confraternity, we had what we call no friend, no foe. Just look at justice blindly.
Indeed.
I talked about an obedient that is likely to be in the studio. You didn't answer anything.
Who is the obedient?
You should be at the head of, you're the Ogakwatakwata of...
Who is the obedient?
Info. I said it's possible that I could be sitting with one in the studio.
Okay, it's possible.
It's possible.
Who is the person?
It's a likelihood.
Who is the person?
There's a possibility.
An obedient, not Obi.
Obi is not here now.
I'm just saying.
Let me go and drink. Let me go and drink my
I'm stress. Just saying.
Let me go and drink my
Thank, thank you so much for coming, sir. Appreciate it. Lagos, that's our show this morning. Thank you for being a part of it, okay? Let's bring you the news. After the news, we'll talk about Buhari's achievement in the area of infrastructure in the last 8 years. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is Dr. Tunji Bakare. I've been a medical...
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, you're fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.